head now to a guy who has got a different setup at the moment. Daddy daycare with his four beautiful children, Foxwoodie's own Cameron Mooney. Moons, how are things down there in Geelong?
Good afternoon, guys. It's a bit cold. It's a little bit chilly down here at the moment. I've actually moved outside because I just watched Warnie's house being paraded around. I thought, well, I'm not going to compare to that one, so I'm going to go outside and sit out in the cold for a while.
Tough act to follow, that one. There you go, Moons. There's the mirror ball.
Who has a nightclub in their house? Well,
Shane does. How many years has it been since you got rid of yours?
Well, it's funny, we're talking about going out in nightclubs. Obviously, Mark Mitzars and the boys down here didn't quite get the memo about maybe just a little bit of non-social gathering. I'm not sure what they were thinking. Now, they'd be pretty embarrassed down here at the moment, the Geelong Footy Club and what Mark obviously did. Obviously, the players and whether there was wives and girlfriends there or just the boys, as I said, didn't get the memo there and they'd be pretty embarrassed, and they should be. But yeah, you live and learn, King.
How have they got it so wrong, Moons? Because we've seen Chris Scott set the tone for coaches across the competition saying that he wasn't going to be paid, and such a leader and such a really powerful stance from him. And to have one of his leaders within the club doing something as silly as having a house party, obviously that message hasn't filtered down through all levels.
No, look... Unfortunately, players and people in general, and we've seen like with Scott Morrison with a few of the things that he said, particularly last night, just still making poor decisions. We're still, it's a day by day, we're learning day by day. And unfortunately for Mitzars and whoever else was there, that is just a big mistake. That was an embarrassing one. I saw the North Melbourne boys doing the same, Kingy, just brought me back to the old 90s again, back when we were doing house parties and getting away with things. But unfortunately, the boys just made big, big errors on that one.
Yeah, they have, and these things are going to happen. Now, I'm concerned about the kids. What have you done with the kids? Where are the kids? Are they being locked inside? What's happened?
There are the kids just there.
There they are. Beautiful children.
There they go.
Oh, gorgeous. Introduce us, please, Moons.
A little bit bored. Okay, so here we have Frankie. Here we have Stevie. And here we have the oldest daughter, Billy. Say hi, everybody.
Hi. That's three, Moons.
Number four. Well, four. Jagger's around somewhere. I think he's putting some clothes on.
Oh. That's helpful.
It means it's four in the afternoon, Moons. What time are you dressing these kids?
Oh, there he is. Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Say hey, Rui. Say hey, Sarah. So we just went down to the park actually a little bit earlier for a kick and run around, and saw Lukey Delhouse down there with his dog doing a little bit of work. So the boys are out doing a little bit at the moment, which is good to see.
What'd you make of the Cats on the weekend, Moons? To get back to footy for a moment, what'd you make of the performance?
Look, I actually said to the kids before the first bounce, I think the Giants will probably win by 40 or 50, and I wasn't too far off. Their pre-season's been porking, and sometimes you can't judge teams on what they've done in pre-season games, but from what we've seen and heard and all of those type of things, it just didn't look like it was going well down there at the moment. And I thought the Giants, and you always look at the teams that lose a grand final, whether they go either two ways. They have a really poor start to the next season because they're not ready. Well, I guess you're on TV. or you come out and you just go bang. And I thought Giants were going to go bang this year, and I didn't think the Cats were ready for it, and it showed. I thought, even though they came back and they made a game of it, but in that second half when, teams really start to get going, Geelong just didn't get going.
What do the girls think about the performance on the weekend, Moons? They're itching to get a word in here. Can you just get the consensus of the group there, please?
Okay, so what do we think of Geelong on the weekend, guys?
No, terrible.
Terrible. Yeah. Stevie, the one in the middle. No, she hates, doesn't watch football at all. So she was like, who? Who is Geelong?
I love it. Hey, Moons, we know that the players are absolutely copping it at the moment. Probably unfairly, but it's a fight they're never going to win. We know how they are judged. What did you make on the other side of it, of Chris Scott's gesture as coach of Geelong to forego his pay for the year?
I thought it was a no-brainer, but it was also fantastic that he did it. And I'm surprised other senior coaches haven't fallen into line with that one. all their assistant coaches who, let's be honest, they do a mountain of work. The boys down here, I mean, Scotty went away for a couple of weeks overseas with the Harvard and all of those type of things and left it in charge with Scarlett and Enright and Knights and all of these guys and Lappin. These boys did a mountain of work over the preseason. So to have one coach going, yep, I'll take mine and the rest can't, they're all at home isolated now, I thought it was a fantastic gesture, and I would hope that it's a gesture that other, you know, 17 other senior coaches are probably going to take on board as well.
So you're tight, obviously, with Scarlo and Boris Enright and those guys. Have you spoken to them since they've everything's broken the way it has?
Haven't spoken to those boys. I sent a couple of messages out to guys like Matty Egan, Joel Corey, and James Kelly. Look, they're all pretty flat at the moment, and all pretty. Look, I'm not sure if worried is the word, but there is that little concern there of, you know, what is around the corner. I mean, we don't know what's happening tomorrow, let alone what's going to happen in 2 months, 3 months or four. So there is that little bit of concern, but I think everyone is of the belief that the season will get going again, hopefully sooner rather than later.
How long do you think you'll be able to hold this together, Moons, in isolation? I know you've got the kids are a bit of a challenge for you. You're not normally this type of dude. You like getting out and about a little bit. How long do you think you've got in you?
Depends on how good these kids are over the next couple of days. I could be father of the year for a month, or could be the worst dad in about 5 minutes. It all depends on what they're going to do to me. But look, well, I'm lucky because I get to come up to Fox there tomorrow. I get to do this show with, I think, you, Jonesy, and Jono tomorrow. And then we've got Bounce on Friday, Friday night. We're doing Bounce as well. So I get that opportunity to leave the house and go and do my job, which I'm very grateful for and very thankful for. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough. I mean, that's just life what it is at the moment. My wife's inside working away on our online business, and the kids are in here trying to separate as much as possible because we've told them we're here for a long time. As I said, we do get out, go to the park, go to the footy ground, have a kick, and the girls threw a little bit of netball around this morning. But we did that for an hour, and then we're back home, and we're just sitting around again. So it's going to be tough, but everyone's in the same boat.
Good stuff. Thanks, Moons. Great to see you and the four beautiful kids. Lots of threats about the Easter Bunny, I think. We should keep them in line.
See you, guys.
Bye. We'll see you up here tomorrow, Moons, for another episode of Fox Footy Live and then Bounce on Friday night. It's good to have that sense of normality and things ticking over here at Fox Footy on Thursday, where you're going to have a recall of Richmond and Collingwood. Cannot wait for this.